politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Bo?
Yeah.
So there was an article I was reading recently about a real problem that's getting worse and worse. And that is when people send unsolicited graphic pictures, I understand that there can be enormous psychological effects. And in addition to which, there are a lot of people now that are talking about making it a standalone crime.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you remember, and we're going to dance around what we call these things because they're called something in popular parlance. My kids throw it around all the time as a term. But you remember Anthony Weiner?
I didn't send the photograph that was this hacker did. I didn't send it to the woman in question. She didn't get it. She's made a statement to that effect.
Congressman, almost mayor, Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. Now, I mean, he was sending provocative pictures of himself to minors.
Didn't work out so well for him, did it?
Well, no, but the thing is, now, those weren't actually nude. He was wearing underwear, but you could see enough. And it was certainly inappropriate enough that at the time, I remember thinking there ought to be a law.
Look like a bad joke about my name, but I did not send that photograph.
I think there absolutely should be a law. It's not fair to do to somebody what these people do.
No, I mean, I think Travis is waiting to see if I'll bring this up right now. It is not fair. It is not fair when you just going about your day and all of a sudden, bam. There's a picture of a body part.
I had a completely different reaction to it than maybe the world did. To me, it looked like a joke, a bad joke about my name, and I didn't.
And we're not talking about being in a medical class.
No, but we are talking about those, you know, dirty old men in trench coats on the corner. You know,
photographs can be manipulated and can be changed, can come from one period of time and be dropped in a mailbox somewhere else.
I do think there should be a law. And I'll tell you, as the father of two girls, one of whom is recently no longer a teenager, but the other one is still a teenager, I can tell you that both of them have received these pictures, unwanted, from strangers. And in my eyes, I haven't seen them actually, but in my opinion, that's a crime. So why don't people want there to be a law? Is this like a libertarian thing?
And that's one of the things we're going to try to find out.
I have the right to bear...
Free expression?
Bear myself.
The right to bear limb.
The right to bear.
The only thing I could imagine here is that intent is really hard to prove, especially if it's just a photo. That it could be something that you're saying, you know, that was between two consenting adults. And then if someone says, I received this and I was not consenting, that can be very difficult to prove in a court of law.
But how about if it's not an adult that receives it? That should be a whole nother ball of
wax. Yeah, no, Travis, I don't agree. If a 15-year-old kid gets it, that's just messed up.
Oh, I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying I think that's the difficulty. If you have a, say, adult sending that to a 15-year-old, that's one thing. If you have one 15-year-old sending it to another 15-year-old, that ends up being another can of worms entirely.
Well, though, and I think in that context, you know, even if it's like... there's no sexual intent, it's just like Rickrolling somebody. Well, which actually does bring up the story. So back before digital
You're
things,
dying to tell this story.
I can't help it. It's funny. In a perfectly consensual situation, I decided it was a smart idea to, let's just say, scan. Well, that's exactly what I did. I scanned a part of my body and I sent it to my beloved, who had requested this, and it was all great until
you
the next
sat
morning.
On a copy machine?
It doesn't matter what I did. I held it in a certain place, and I got the scan. It worked.
Oh.
It actually required quite a bit of experimentation, but I got the picture.
And then, contortion, I assume, too.
Let me tell the story. So then,
okay.
The next morning, Travis and I have worked together since the late 90s. Travis came into work and turned on his computer, and what should flash up first on the screen from the scanner?
Oh,
and I was 18. No. So.
And he was not expecting it, and he did not ask for it. And so there's a question. Did I commit a crime?
There's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
You're not gonna give me an answer there. You're just gonna let it hang out there. Back then, whatever was last scanned on the scanner was still on the scanner.
Oh, the scanner.
I would
the
also
scanner.
Like to point out that you broke the scanner, apparently, when trying to take said candid
I did
close
break
up.
The scanner. It's
and
true.
Then you asked me to fix the scanner. So that's what I was and when you think about it being on like a mobile phone these days. That's a relatively small image. This is sort of the IMAX experience. That was, yeah.
Well, I apologize. But the question is, it was, you know, like technically, I have to say, technically, that was a crime. Because you were a minor. Or maybe you weren't a minor.
I was 18, but yeah.
Okay. Still. It's messed up.
And like I'm a few months earlier would have been,
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to regret the things one can't unsee.
That's right. It's like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube again after that one.
You can't.
Welcome to What the Hack with Adam Levin, a show about hackers, scammers, and the people who get got by them. I'm Adam Levin, Cyber Ringmaster.
I'm Bo, Cyber Curious.
And I'm Travis, Cyber Traumatized by Bo.
I just got back from France, and there was a lot of stuff I couldn't stream because I was in the wrong region. But using NordVPN, I was able to stream everything.
I use NordVPN too, but it's more to protect my private data, like bank details, passwords, and online identity. There are a million trackers online that are just sort of watching you, and NordVPN is a great way to get around those.
NordVPN can switch your virtual location, allowing you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price.
If you're traveling and you're using public Wi-Fi, NordVPN can protect you wherever you are.
It's not just that. NordVPN also comes with threat protection, which helps protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and it'll only set you back the price of a cup of coffee a month.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/WTHack.
And hey, there's no risk. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Check the link in the podcast description.
So here's the deal. I use Yahoo Finance. I use it to make money because it works. Not just because they're a sponsor of the show. Heck, I've been using them for years before they ever called to become a sponsor. I do a lot of investing, and I need to make split-second financial decisions, and that's where Yahoo Finance comes in. I trade stocks, and I trade options, and you can't trade them in a vacuum. You've got to know what's going on. Yahoo Finance gives you the opportunity to look at the whole picture. I mean, breaking news, editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts. I love the customizable charts. They have it all. At Yahoo Finance, I'm part of a community of over 90 million users. You heard me. 90 million folks use Yahoo Finance because they're helping you on your way to financial success. Visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com, yahoofinance.com.
Today we're talking with Lisa Seifert, who's an old friend of Bo's.
Lisa's a model and an actor and most recently a really great writer. She's also most recently had a bad experience on Instagram, which has made her rethink social media altogether. Lisa did not connect to audio.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh my God.
Well, okay, so we're gonna get the show on the road here.
I'm scared, guys. I'm a little bit scared.
So first of all, when I think of Australia, I think of Hugh Jackman, I think of the Hemsworths, I think of kangaroos, platypuses, koala bears, and Lisa Seifert. And not necessarily in that order.
I hope not.
So Lisa, you're originally from Australia, but you're living now in New York, correct?
Yes, I've been living in New York off and on for about 24 years, as you can tell from my weird accent. But I've lived in London for 2 years. I lived in France. I live in Germany. I've kind of jumped around all over the place, but I always come back to New York.
And you're a model and an actor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, she's a model. She's an actor, but you're a writer.
I'm getting paid more as a writer now, but I'm not really sure how well that's going in the big scheme of things.
So what are some of the things you write?
Well, you know what I write. You helped me with one of my novels, my first novel, which I optioned the rights to a year ago to make into an animation movie.
Yeah.
But that's gone a little pear-shaped.
Whenever I see a pink dolphin, I think of you. I didn't even know they existed. I didn't even know they existed before.
Me either.
So is this adult animation or is it children's stuff or what?
No, it's children's. But like the adults would enjoy it too, right?
Well, Bo? I mean, I think the idea was when we were working on it. So wait, first tell. There's going to be people listening who have no idea what a pink dolphin is.
And can I just say this is my first podcast and this is my first time describing a pink dolphin to someone in real time.
You said it. Now, what are they?
They're freshwater dolphins. They're pink freshwater dolphins and they come in an array of grays to like hubba bubba bubblegum pink. And they're mostly found in, you know, they're in the Amazon. They're endangered, but there's all this like really cool mysticism behind them and everything. But once I was like, I was obsessed in the Amazon as a child and I thought I knew everything about it. And then cut to my adulthood, I had just broken up with a rock star. I was essentially homeless because I was taking care of him for 3 years. He was a heroin addict. And then when we broke up, I had nothing and I was on my friend's couch and I'm sitting there and I'd also just ruined a contract with this modeling agency that I'd joined a couple years prior because I was too busy taking care of my heroin addict boyfriend. And I'm sitting on my French couch where I was sleeping in Brooklyn and I saw a TV commercial for Peru come up and it had two pink dolphins jumping out of the water. And I was like, that's false advertising. Like, what the hell?
They made it up.
I was like really bitter and I Googled it.
You can't fool me with your stupid pink dolphins.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
So in other words, this is very different than when a lawyer stands in front of a jury and says, close your eyes, do not see the blue elephant. This is actually a real creature.
Yeah, they're so majestic. They're really, I think, they're
Are they
cool.
pink because of like the same reason flamingos are pink? Because they eat something?
No.
Stained?
I know that for a fact they're not because of the crustaceans.
Why? Why are they?
I'm not really sure. Don't test me right now.
Hey.
On like.
Now, when you were, before you were a writer, you were a model and you still are a model. What kind of modeling do you do? Are you known for?
I've done like pretty much the whole spectrum. I've done makeup campaigns. You know, I did Victoria's Secrets back in the day. I've done this thing called Pirelli calendar, which is pretty.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've heard of this?
I buy one every year for my wife.
No way. Oh my gosh. So you would have had mine.
Who shot yours?
Yes.
Who shot yours?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Weber.
And was that our friend Jennifer Starr who casted that?
Fabulous photographer.
Yes, it was Miss Jennifer Starr.
So that means that you've done, in your day, you have done some nude modeling before?
Since I've always been comfortable with my body, but I would only take my clothes off for a photographer that I respect their work. You know, like it's someone that I've always wanted to work with. Like there's a picture in the background right here, this huge poster. This was for an art exhibition and all the money went
Is that
to charity.
You?
Yeah, it's me. It's like mocked from an old movie poster.
I thought it was Marilyn Monroe.
Thanks. No, it's me. but I've done French. I'm a French playmate and an American playmate.
For Playboy.
So I don't really tell people that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Dual citizenship playmate.
Dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric e-bike.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly.
This is my first ever e-bike, and the experience has just been great. I was a little bit intimidated at first because I hadn't gone biking in a while, but the 500-watt motor that the Electric e-bike comes with really gives you a nice little boost, especially if you're trying to go uphill or pick up some speed.
Data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often. That means you get more exercise, more exploration, and wait for it, fresh air.
And riding an e-bike isn't like, it's not cheating. It's just making it possible for you to be out there longer on each ride. And speaking of things going a little slower, you can finance Electric e-bike for as little as $49 a month.
Get into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that What the Hack with Adam Levin sent you in the post-checkout survey.
That's electricebikes.com. Lisa, so I have a question. We're here today because you had an unfortunate experience on Instagram, which, as I understand, hasn't even been resolved yet.
So I am, my Instagram page is private. And I didn't think something like this could happen to me because it was private, but I got a message saying, it looked all very, very, very official. Like, I didn't think I could be fooled. Like, I bought it hook, line, and sinker, and it was a message saying that we've gone over your page and we've come to the decision to make your, to verify your page. Just hit the link below, which looked like an official Instagram link. Hit the link below and just put your email and then your phone number. I feel so stupid saying this. But, and then check your emails or something like this, right? So I freaking did it. And the next minute I get a WhatsApp message from some creepy man in Turkey sending me a picture of a screenshot of my Instagram page. And I'm like, wow, this is so confusing. Who is this person?
Right.
And then he was like, bro. And I was like, who is this? And then I looked into my Instagram and I couldn't get in. And I'm like, wait, did you steal my Instagram? And he's like, yeah.
That's pretty straightforward.
And like, anytime I would.
Well, at least he was direct.
He was very direct. And anytime I tried to like recover it, because you can like, you know, hit a button to recover your email or something like this and change the password, it would just straight go to his email and his phone number.
We're familiar with the hack. So what did they root around in your messages? Did this person have any, what did they do?
He said that he was asking for thousands of dollars. He also said, if you don't pay me, I'm going to, he was already messaging people in my messages. And
how do you
I have
know that?
A lot of like, I think, because he told me.
Did your friends tell you?
But did any of them tell you?
Then he would send screenshots of him doing that. One did. Didn't he mess? Did he message you, Bo? No, right?
Yes, he messaged me. That's how I knew you got hacked.
But he was saying anyone that had a like the blue tick, the verification or whatever it's called. Sometimes people send their phone numbers, or sometimes people, I mean, I don't send explicit pics to anyone. You can just Google me. No, I'm just kidding. They're not explicit. But I would never do that for this reason, in a way, you know. And he was threatening to release personal information and stuff.
But were there explicit pictures in there, not yours, of other people? Or
yeah, over, you know, over the course of years, of course, there's, you know, dummies that do that. Uh-huh. And I don't reply most of the time.
Well, they're unsolicited. We were just talking
married.
About this. Are they unsolicited? They were unsolicited, right?
Yeah, they're unsolicited.
They're like,
yeah,
you know,
I never ask for a dick pic. Look, I don't want to.
So like, I know what will make you fall in love with me. I will send you a picture of myself naked.
Or like, hey, baby, does this turn you on? Or like, I think they send it because it thinks that it'll like make me want to like engage. It does the opposite, obviously.
Does it? I mean, it seems like assault to me, actually.
Yeah, it's gross. Like, it's disturbing. Sometimes, you know, I've had situations where it'll be someone in a relationship and it makes me feel grimy. And I mean, I don't even respond, but it makes me feel, it doesn't make me feel good. Like it shakes me up for like the rest of the day.
How do you know they're in a relationship? Are they like?
Because it's Instagram. You can see everything.
Right. Well, what do you think? What do you think of this thing that BBC just, I think you sent me the article, Lisa. What do you think about?
Yeah, I didn't read it. I just read like a couple lines of it and then I sent it to you because it wasn't about what we were
Well, I'll tell you, the gist of it was they're thinking that maybe it should be against the law to send.
No, I think it should be for sure. It's like, it's gross. Well, for me, it's gross. I don't want to see that. I feel icky. Yeah. Like, you know, I kind of feel, I don't know, it doesn't make me feel good.
So what happened next? So he's going through these pictures. He found some pictures that were compromising, but it doesn't sound like they were compromising you.
No, he just thought that that would be enough to like freak me out, which I mean, it kind of was, you know, because I don't want to throw people under the bus. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want drama. You need to buy yourself time so we could figure it out, you know, because this guy was like, I need it by tonight and blah, blah. I was like, well, actually, I'm about to walk in to have my wisdom teeth out, so I can't deal with this right now.
True or not true?
Not true.
But that was a very interesting comeback.
I think that Bo suggested I say that, no?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to come up with something that was like, there's no answer back to it. Like, dude, I'm not going to be able to, no wisdom teeth. I'm going to be knocked out.
It's like I'm having a brain operation this evening. So
and then so he was working on it for the next couple of days, and then the guy didn't write me until like a week and a half later, and I didn't even hear from him. And then he wrote me like 3-4 days ago, bro, again. Then I was like having a bad morning 3 mornings ago, and I was crying, and I wake up and I crawl into my neighbor's bed, and like we have cuddles, and I'm like, Sammy, let me check my Instagram, you know, or like show me my Instagram. I haven't seen it for a couple of weeks and it wasn't there. Like maybe he had the inkling that someone was toying with his whole hacking situation, and it's possible. I don't know. Yeah, it's possible he just deleted my whole page, which is kind of annoying because like I get a lot of castings and jobs from it. You know, it's like years of choreographing this page, which is also a full-time job, and I hate Instagramming. So to lose all that, like, I think it's going to affect my work, you know.
Yeah, we've talked about situations like that before where people do a significant percentage of their marketing by way of their Instagram page.
I hate
and
it.
If they get locked out of their Instagram page, they're jeopardizing their business.
So yeah. I'm looking right now, and it does appear that it's gone.
It doesn't mean
that it's gone forever. It doesn't mean that it's gone forever. Travis, who hasn't chimed in yet, but Travis, why don't you explain time machines and backups and files and the possibility, just even if it's a complete lie, I want you to explain an alternate universe where her Instagram account still exists.
All right. In some cases, if you contact tech support, they will help resurrect your account.
Resurrect. Wow. You had to make it spiritual, huh?
Resurrect. 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 Resurrect.
I couldn't even contact them, though.
Right. One thing I've suggested that people do is that if you go to Facebook and say that you're about to advertise on Facebook or Instagram, then they're going to be a lot more receptive to helping you out with the account issues.
Oh, that's true, Lisa. So you go to Facebook, which owns Instagram, and you say, I'm about to launch a new book. True, right? And I am going to spend $50,000 in marketing money to do that.
So I'm just lying, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg's not the king of honesty? So,
we've already lied about wisdom teeth. It's, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's a white
Mark's
lie.
Mark, if anyone deserves it, it's Mark Zuckerberg. So you say, you know, we're going to spend 50 grand, but I need my Instagram account back because that's where I want to do the majority. That's where the majority of my followers are, and it got hacked. Can you help me? I'm guessing that's the best shot you have at getting it back. What do you think, Travis?
Absolutely. Like you could sit there forever trying to get tech support from Instagram or even tech support from Facebook or Meta or whatever they're calling themselves now.
But sales. Yeah.
But you can get advertiser support very quickly.
Okay. Of course.
Because they want your money.
Benjamins.
Yeah. Yep. So that takes a couple of seconds just to get someone there. They may not believe it. They may not help. I've seen it work though. And I've run this before and I've been able to get someone's account back.
We've run this scam against Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
You and Mark Zuckerberg. So,
but but Lisa, you have to do something that you're not good at, which is you're going to have to lie.
I'm the worst. Yeah. I'm also bad at public speaking.
Oh, you just do it by typing.
True. But
how do you feel about social media now? Like, I know
I hate it. Like, first of all, it ruined my industry for me, and they're just, I don't know. It's just, I think it's all smoke and mirrors. It's not, there's nothing real or genuine about it. And also day rates have gone down because of all this Instagramming situation. I don't know. It's just, it's changed in every way, shape and form.
So are you talking about Instagram models?
Yeah.
Like those Instagram girls?
Yeah.
And guys?
It's like everyone.
Yeah.
And their mother.
In our humble opinion, they don't hold a candle to you.
Look, I'm an old hen right now, so.
No, old, I know something.
Yeah, me too.
Old, you're not.
But you have an opinion I'm hearing more and more from people, which is why am I doing this? Why am I
even
here?
To do it if I want to continue modeling. Like, that's what I have to do. I have to play the game and I have to put myself out there and I have to post a picture every day of a picture that's of me. Like, I prefer to post pictures of a sunset or my dog, to be honest.
Atlas.
Atlas. I get zero likes on that. If I post a really, really sexy picture, I get tons and tons of likes. And then also, a lot of clients these days will book you on how many followers you have.
How many followers did you have?
Not many, 14,000 or something. I'm not even sure. I really don't enjoy Instagram.
No, but 14,000 would not be an easy number to recreate right away.
No, it took me forever, but I'm also really bad at Instagramming. And it took me years to get to 14,000. I've lost tons of followers at times. Don't know why someone in my situation, I'm sure if I worked the system, because there's a whole way to do it, which I don't know, I'm sure I could have more followers.
Well, but so let's just say you decided never to go on there again. What would you do then?
Years, I'm I should just delete Instagram. I waste so much time on it. When I'm bored or when my attention, when I'm writing and I get to a hard point in writing, I'd prefer to just pick up the phone and distract myself and look at Instagram, And I always think about deleting it for good. But now it's gone for good. I'm oh shit.
So assume for the moment it's not gone for good, but how did you feel when you got hacked like this?
Vulnerable. And I WhatsApped him back and I was why are you doing this to me right now? How can you treat people like this? I'm everyone's going through it right now and everyone's struggling. Everyone I know is going through kind of a hard time. And I'm well, how could you do this? It's so inhumane. And he wrote back, I don't care.
Instagram itself, too, and we've been hearing enough of these stories from people who are, known public figures, but also just people who, are just everyday folks. And the number of security issues that are coming that seem to be specific to Instagram is just, it's staggering. It's mind-blowing.
It's messed up.
That it's something where I really do think that, again, going back to Zuckerberg, especially when you think about how much money he has in the bank, they could be investing a lot more into keeping that platform more secure. And putting some pretty basic protections.
We're having
there.
Some better ideas about how to keep it secure.
Right.
They don't care. They just think about themselves and their bank account, right?
No, and in addition to making it more secure, also putting money into being able to respond more quickly to people who are not throwing money at you because they want to advertise, but human beings that are trusting you with their information and their images and everything else.
Yeah.
And then when something goes wrong, it's like, crickets. Mm-hmm. There's nobody. Can't find anybody.
Nothing. And they don't care.
But I wonder, this Turkish scam is not new. Adam.
No, there's a group of men that do it.
Yeah, Ivana, we know we did it. We've talked to two people in previous episodes who've been mm-hmm. the victim of the same circle of hackers.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
I don't feel safe.
Well, but I think like it does raise the question of, I mean, the person on this, there's two people on this podcast right now who can say something about this, and there's two people who can't. You and I can't. Mm-hmm. Adam and Travis can. Travis has an Instagram account, and there's no pictures on it. And Adam has an Instagram account, and there's one picture on it, because I think he thought he had to put a picture on it to get on, to join.
And it was a gallon.
What was it?
It was a gallon water.
It was a bottle of water
in the front seat of a car. Yeah,
that's amazing. Can I?
Because he wanted to say he carries some water.
That's right. I carry water for my wife.
You have an amazing following, Adam, for someone with just a bottle of water up there.
I love it.
Well, we do post a lot of things that are privacy related.
Well, that's your blue check account. Your blue check account has tens of thousands of followers, but your actual personal account, the one where you lurk and you say
the water bottle.
Well, he says like he'll just comment like rather funny things on if he follows you and he knows you, then he will chime in from time to time with his personal account, which has a water jug on it. And then
I try to come up with like famous sayings and things. I love to write captions. My wife says to me, you just troll me. I said, no, but the only way that I can find out what you're doing during the day so I don't have to bother you is I just go on Instagram and I go, oh, so there she is today. She's doing that.
You do
okay.
Like cartoon captions, but it's not the New Yorker, it's the New Jerseyer.
It's like kind of the yo.
Bro.
You know?
But my question to you guys is, if you didn't have Instagram tomorrow, Adam, you wouldn't be able to stalk your wife, but.
Troll.
I couldn't troll my wife.
But Travis, you wouldn't care, right?
No.
And let me ask you a question.
He looks like he won't care either.
Yeah. Are you getting a lot? He's not lying. Are you getting a lot of bookings, Travis, through Instagram?
Yeah, no, I'm not. My livelihood does not depend on it. So
you have a website.
That's the kicker. That's the kicker.
Well, when you're the voice of God, first of all, you see everything in the world.
No,
so it's a whole difference. Travis is on a different level.
Resurrect.
But that is the kicker. Is like creatives like Lisa have to have these representations in the world, in order to get
absolutely. Because if you don't, people think there's something wrong. You know, as a creative person,
I was just an option for a car commercial. I really wanted. I need the job, and I sent them a video of myself, and I was on option still. And then last night. You know, all these clients look at your Instagram page, you know, they want to see your personality or like what your potential is. And I think that was the deal breakers when they like tried to look at my page the past couple of days and like it's non-existent. And then I didn't get the freaking job.
No. And I think we can say that this hack actually so far has cost you 20 grand.
Yeah. I'm pissed.
If not a lot
well,
more.
It's only, it's so recent, but like, you know, like my page disappeared 3-4 days ago and like, this whole timing situation of this car commercial, like I sent in the self tape and did all this stuff. And then,
well, listen, if all else fails, you can send them my picture with the water jug in the front seat of a car. I mean, that is a car picture.
It's a nice car too. Super nice. But I wonder, so what does it mean? Like, let's just say that your efforts to recapture your account fail, which I don't think they will, but only time will tell.
I'm actually starting to lean towards the fact that it's possible that I won't get it back. And that's a hard pill to swallow because I'm figuring out like, I don't want to start over. No, like, I really don't want to do that.
But will you?
I don't know. For the past 2 days, it's been on my conscience constantly. Like, I don't know, because I really despise it that much. Like, I don't have time for it.
But we know Adam has 12 or 13,000 followers, and we know that he's going to post a repost a picture from your account saying, my friend Lisa got hacked to follow her.
You're like putting him on the spot. I love it.
No, he'll do it. Listen to, and then he'll promote his own, and then he'll promote the show and be like, listen to the episode.
Yeah. Oh gosh, don't listen to the episode.
That's right. And while you're following Lisa, think of what the heck with Adam Littman.
So I think that's one thing, but so you do think that you would start over? You probably would.
No, I really don't want to. Like, I don't want to start off. It's like with getting followers again, like building that up, you know, like I just feel like it's just such a grueling process and just so much thought and time goes into it.
Travis.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I am going to offer your services to Lisa to walk her through the emails she has to write to Facebook.
Sure.
In return for which she's going to send you pink dolphins.
Yeah. Okay. Deal.
Stop pink dolphins. Like
a picture of a pink dolphin. It's so much more, it's so much, you know, more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
But Lisa, this thing about here's another interesting thing, and it's terrible to have to think about starting over.
Yeah.
Is that you can now be the image that you want to be.
Well, I was quite happy with
your next chapter.
True. Well, that's what I've been portraying for years on my Instagram also. You know, like, I write educational environmental children's stories, and I've made an effort for years, a conscious effort to be wholesome and to, like, not perceive, like, it's who I am, but, like, to kind of still post like beautiful, pretty pictures that I would get modeling pictures from, but nothing too modelly, like more truthful to myself in a way.
Yeah, real stuff.
Real stuff. It took forever.
Well, listen, this has been an amazing conversation. You are.
I can't wait to follow you and your job.
Lisa, you're open, you're warm, you're thoughtful,
you're
creative. I mean, and it's really been a joy to have you on the show, and we're sorry that you're going through tough times.
Thank
and we
you.
Will
I appreciate that.
Absolutely help in any way we can, especially with your Instagram nightmare.
Yeah.
And we'll be searching for followers for you, which shouldn't be.
But also, when you get your account back, we want to do a live. We want to live tweet your deleting the account after we get it back.
No. I want it back. Like, if I get it back, I'm gonna like keep it.
Okay, she wants it back. Since we recorded, Lisa was able to get her Instagram account back, and she is back online posting,
Instagramming,
all kinds of things, and we're really happy about that outcome. But you know, the takeaway is the same: be super careful. You could get fished, you could get caught, and not everybody's going to get their Instagram account back. And so be careful. So Lisa, like, after all that, after the huge time expenditure, after, you know, this potentially losing contact with clients, you know, she reminds me of that line from The Godfather, because she wants her account back. Just when I thought I was out.
They pull me back in.
Pull me back in. And I mean, that draw is intense. So what I mean, Travis, you're not in. So like, from your point of view, what does it look like?
Well, it's a necessity. It's a necessity for public figures at this point. And so that's one of the things that makes just how prevalent Instagram scams have become scary, because that is, you can't not have it. It's a requirement for business in a lot of cases. And as soon as it goes away, and it can go away very quickly, then you're done.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem is, especially when you're in modeling or acting, this is your board. This is your book. Yeah. This is, you know, this is a shortcut for the old days when you would have to show up and show them the book. Now you can Zoom them and they see the book on Instagram.
You don't even have to. Like, I've been around these kinds of shoots before, and they actually download pictures from Instagram and they print them out and they put them on the job. So they're really, they're really using it a lot. I just wonder, though, Adam, like, what advice we can give people, practical advice, about not getting hacked. Because my partner also works in a creative field and also gets jobs through Instagram, but she hasn't fallen victim to them, mainly because when she gets the message, she goes, this is a hack, right?
Well, it's nice to be able to turn to somebody who's sitting next to you and go, does this look right to you?
That is the question I would love for us to instill in everybody's head.
Well, one of the main things, and I know we've covered this in another episode, but if someone is contacting you claiming to be from, say, Instagram, Instagram actually has something in your profile, in your settings, that will say that's a list of times that Instagram has actually contacted you.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest problem that happens is that people respond very quickly. They don't think about it. It's almost like muscle memory. It's like they see a link, it says there's a problem, they're scared now. So they're going to do whatever they have to do to resolve the problem as quickly as possible, because this is the way they communicate with the world for their business or 100%. Their career. And it's all about distraction. Distraction creates vulnerability, and fear is an incredible motivator.
Now, Adam, my feeling is that if Instagram wants to continue being this platform where people, creatives, traffic in the work they do and book it and find people they want to work with and all that, they need to do a better job protecting it.
Mark, if you're listening,
get on the stick.
And we're serious about this. You cannot do this without protecting people, because at the end of the day, someone will come along who does protect people better, and then you've got a problem.
If you're a hacker and you're actually good at what you do, we encourage you to go on Apple Podcasts, create a bot that just likes our podcast over and over and over and over again. Since, well, no, Apple, we're sorry. We don't really mean that. But what we would like to tell you is, Adam,
they should give us 5 stars. They should tell their friends, their family, their neighbors. They should tell their friends on Instagram, Facebook. You know, skywriting is a good thing too.
We want people to hear how to protect themselves. And the only way that it's going to happen, in our humble opinions,
is come, listen, rate us, love us. And oh, by the way, the next time you're walking down a beach and you see an empty bottle, put a little note in it and say, listen to What the Hack with Adam Levin, rate them, write a nice review when you get back from the island.
What the Hack with Adam Levin is a production of Loud Tree Media.
It's produced by Andrew Steven, the man with two first names.
You can find us online at loudtreemedia.com and on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Adam K. Levin.